now, the life of Mary Southern. One of the most priceless human qualities is the ability to hope in the face of overwhelming discouragement. All last week, Mary kept feeling that her husband, Max, would be acquitted. Then, the jury returned a verdict of guilty. Mary was stunned when she visited Max in his cell that evening. Then, as realization came, she broke down, wept bitterly. It was Max this time who was the stronger of the two, comforting her and reassuring her. Then, when Dr. John Benson came in, Max reminded the doctor of his promise to watch over Mary and the twins if Max went to prison. Solemnly, Benson accepted his obligation. Together, he and Mary left the jail, leaving Max, a forlorn figure, standing wistfully at the bars as they departed. It is the following day. Mary and Dr. Benson are driving to the Fulton Railroad Station to bid Max and Cheney goodbye before they leave for the penitentiary. I know how you feel, Mary, but crying isn't going to help. Max knows you've been crying.
Oh, I think I'll be all right now, John. Sorry I'm such a child about Peter. I've got to fix myself up a little for him to be there for tea.
Only a few minutes now, Mary.
Don't tell him I cried, will you, John?
Oh, no.
John, how often will I be allowed to visit him?
Oh, I don't know. Once a week, I guess.
In his cell?
I hardly think so, Mary.
Well, not on his wife.
Exactly. The theory of imprisonment is that man becomes converted and chastened by being barred from those things in the world he holds dearest. The world is admitted to his cell. The whole purpose of his confinement is lost.
I can't be near my own husband. It's all wrong, John. Besides, Max is innocent. He wasn't a gambler. He only wanted to expose the gambling syndicate.
We couldn't make the law see that.
So they beat Max down.
You're prejudiced, Mary. Unfair. The law means well. Isn't vindictive or vengeful.
Oh.
Try to think of what happened as a natural disaster, like an earthquake or a flood or a hailstorm. Beating down on wheat. Impersonal.
Beating down on wheat. I think I understand, John. I'm just tired and not thinking very straight.
Of course, Mary. Well, there's the station now. We'll stop here.
No, I'll get out myself, John.
Look around. They may be on the platform.
Yes, I'm looking. It's cold, though, John. Maybe there is.
Hey, stop! Hey,
there they are, John, over there. Max! Oh, Max!
Mary,
John,
how are you?
Nice.
Oh,
you
didn't want to be late. Oh,
John.
Wait a minute. What goes on here?
Oh, this is my wife. Mary, this is Deputy, what's his name?
Yeah, I know she's your wife, but who's the guy?
Why, that's Doc Benson from Sanders. Give me a card, Doc.
I guess that's all right, then.
Does he have to stand and watch
us? Well, what are we going to do about these?
Oh, Mary.
Yeah. Here you come. Nah, the crown jewels. Especially loaned to me and Max, the courtesy of the state of the...
He'll probably unlock them in the train, Mary. Honest.
All right. Don't let it bother you, dear.
I don't care about anything, honey, if you don't care.
Oh, I don't. And Max, I've been thinking, even the day isn't so very long.
Oh, of course not. Even the day isn't long. And you come and see me often?
Oh, often.
Sure. And bring Doc here, and Danny and Daddy.
And Mr. Barton, he's on our side, too.
Sure. Oh, and then maybe some of Mrs. Pfeffenheimer's cookies, huh?
Could I?
Sure.
Could I do that, officer?
Well, depends on if the warden likes cookies, ma'am.
Oh, Max, yeah. How can I see you? John said
that... Well, we talk through a kind of a screen. We can see and hear each other okay. But you can't slip me a file or anything like that.
I can't touch you. Not even a hand? Not a kiss?
No, Toots, we'll just have to put in a stock of that stuff ahead of time. And we ain't got a lot of time either.
Hey, Chopper. Chopper, look up there. See that airplane?
Where?
Anyway, you dope.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Say, this is a thing, ain't it? Flying pretty low.
Huh? Where? Hey, no kid, where do you see an airplane? Where?
Anyway, you dope. That's about all, ma'am. Train's pulling out.
Yes, I'll have it. Max, take care of this.
I sure will, Mary. I'm coming back to you fast, and I'm coming back in good shape.
And I'll wait for you. And everything's going to be all right. Don't worry about anything. John is going to help me, Mr. Barton, and Phyllis is going to try hard to get better.
And think of me now and then when you get a chance.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and I'll do the same for you.
Look, I don't want to interrupt, but...
That's it.
Will you make sure Phyllis takes care of herself?
Well, she's going to get well for all of us, Mr. King.
Yeah, when I get out, I'm going to go straight. I'm studying up on how to find a girl like you.
Oh, thank you.
You'll have to study pretty hard, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Well, Mary...
I can say it if you can. Goodbye.
Oh, that's sweet. Oh, and Mary, do something for me, will you?
Anything yet.
If you can hold on, save me my share of the Sanders interest, huh? You know, it'd be kind of nice knowing that I still count for something on the outside. You know what I mean?
I know, Max. Yeah. I'll do it. I'll hold the fort for you no matter what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, then, that's all, Toots. And try to hold on for me. I'd sure like it a lot. Well, so long, Toots.
Goodbye.
So long, Doc, and don't take any wooden nickels.
So long, Max.
Yeah.
Bye, Janie.
Yeah. Bye. Come on.
Max.
Steady.
Remember what I told you, Mary.
I'll remember, dear.
Drop in for King Kraken sometime, huh?
You will. Goodbye. After the storm. Broken and bent, but here and there a few good grains. And then there's bread.
Bread, though, that feeds the soul and the heart, strengthens a man's regard for himself, saves his courage and pride.